futures mostly faded heavy outside pressure Monday. Reduced U.S. beef imports from Australia are helping lift domestic ground beef prices. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 21st of September. Plenty of Monday's market attention was focused beyond cattle to equities and other commodities as Wall Street investors sold heavily, apparently mostly due to concerns tied to China's property market. Fears are a potential global domino effect in financial markets on top of ongoing worries about the pandemic and economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 614 points, the S&P 500 closed 75 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 330 points. Despite that heavy outside pressure, cattle futures held their own. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 29 cents higher, except for unchanged in March and a nickel lower in May. Live cattle futures closed an average of 16 cents lower, except for 55 cents higher in near D's. Corn futures closed 2 to 5 cents lower through new crop contracts, and then mostly a penny lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 15 to 21 cents lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, prices were steady to unevenly steady in the Southern Plains and Nebraska, with live prices at $124 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, $123 to $124 in Kansas, and $124 in Nebraska. Live prices in the Western Corn Belt were $1 to $3 lower at $123 to $124. Dress trade was unevenly steady at $200 in Nebraska, but unevenly steady to $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $196 to $200. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.19 higher Monday afternoon at $315.66 a hundredweight. Select was a dollar higher at $280.75. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly lower at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $1 to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, while feeder heifers traded $4 to $6 lower. Calves sold unevenly steady. There were 7,000 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers traded steady to $2 lower and heifers sold $2 to $4 lower with 4,412 head on offer. Steers sold steady to $2 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 2,056 head. The exception was $6 to $8 lower for steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds. Heifers sold steady to $2 lower, except for $6 to $8 lower at 700 to 800 pounds. Finally, compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $4 to $7 lower at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Heifers traded mostly $3 lower. There are 1,938 head on offer. Remember, you can get a Monday to Monday market summary in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. It's free. Just wander over to calfnews.net. Reduced U.S. beef imports from Australia are helping lift domestic ground beef prices, according to USDA's Economic Research Service in the latest Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. According to ERS analysts, while the United States is a major global supplier of beef, it also imports beef and processing-grade beef used for ground beef in order to meet growing domestic consumer demand. Historically, they say, Australia is the predominant supplier of processing-grade beef to the U.S., with lesser amounts coming from other countries such as Brazil, Canada, and New Zealand. As Australia restocks pastures from a multi-year drought, that nation has less beef to export. For perspective, the price of 90% lean beef from Australia was $240 a hundredweight in February of this year, according to ERS. The price was $274 in July. Although it will take Australia a good while to restock, ERS expects that nation's cattle inventory to ultimately realign close to former supply levels. Meanwhile, as the economy reopens, ERS analysts say the demand for beef and ground beef is expected to support beef prices. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 21st of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.